Personality NLP case study for Angela. Since Angela has Shatabisha rising in Aquarius as her ascendant, there's a cool, independent clarity that runs through the way she sees and interacts with the world. Shatabisha's influence makes her somewhat enigmatic. She's probably the kind of person who keeps her distance until she knows something is worth investing in. Aquarius lends a visionary streak, while Shatabisha adds a love of patterns, systems, and often healing in unconventional forms. There's likely a quiet insistence on truth. Angela may not be loud about her views, but she definitely has them, and they're rarely superficial. Adding to that, Mars is also placed in the first house, amplifying her personality with drive, directness, and intensity. Mars in Shatabisha gives her sharp mental reflexes and a capacity to act swiftly when she's clear about her aim. It also suggests that she may come across as someone who doesn't wait for permission. If she sees something that needs to be done, she'll likely jump in. NLP-wise, Mars points to a proactive action style with a kinesthetic filter. Angela is probably someone who feels when it's time to move and prefers to work by doing rather than just talking about things. She may find it hard to sit still in situations that feel inefficient or passive. This ascendant Mars combo creates a personality that's quick to assess, quick to act, but not careless. Shatabisha gives her that extra need for purpose or system. Angela's not just acting on impulse. She's aligning her energy with a principle or an ideal she believes in. Her attention direction here is likely self-oriented. She moves according to her internal compass and isn't easily swayed by peer pressure or external trends. In the third house, Rahu is placed in Bharani, bringing a restless hunger for learning, expression, and exploration of personal interests. Rahu here suggests Angela may have a powerful desire to do things her way, especially when it comes to communication, creativity, and independent thinking. Bharani adds a sense of creative force and emotional depth. Angela probably doesn't just learn for the sake of learning. She wants to transform through it and often transform others as well. She may be especially drawn to artistic, psychological, or taboo subjects, the kind of things others might avoid she dives into. NLP-wise, Rahu brings a towards motivation style, which means Angela is driven by vision, possibilities, and outcomes she desires. This makes her exploratory and often innovative in how she thinks and communicates. Her chunk size here would lean specific. She probably remembers details, notices nuance in how things are said or done, and thrives in learning environments that let her explore deeply. There may also be a tendency to take on too many ideas at once. Rahu's hunger is endless, so she may sometimes need to ground her mental energy before moving to the next thing. The fourth house holds the moon in Kritika, which deeply shapes Angela's emotional foundation, inner life, and sense of comfort. This is a powerful placement. The moon represents emotions, instincts, and habits, and Kritika lends sharpness, precision, and a kind of emotional discernment. Angela likely has a strong connection to her past and her inner world, but she also filters her feelings carefully. She doesn't just absorb emotion, she scans and tests it. She may need emotional order, clarity, and a sense of personal space to feel truly at ease. Emotionally, she probably values honesty over sentimentality. She may seem cool or detached at first, but that's because Kritika is cautious about where it invests emotional energy. NLP-wise, the moon in this placement reflects a reactive, kinesthetic emotional style. Angela feels things strongly, but processes them privately and may wait for the right time before expressing what's going on inside. She likely needs emotional safety before she opens up, and when she does, she's direct and unfiltered. Her inner frame of reference is strong here. This moon doesn't seek approval to know how it feels. She probably knows when she's off balance, and she likely corrects her emotional course from within without asking for help. Still, because Kritika has a sharp edge, she may sometimes overanalyze or overreact emotionally if things feel out of order or unclear. In the fifth house, Saturn is placed in Ardra, bringing a serious, thoughtful tone to Angela's creative intelligence, learning style, and emotional expression. Ardra, with its sharp, stormy nature, often challenges comfort zones, and Saturn here amplifies that theme by making her a realist when it comes to knowledge and emotion. Angela likely approaches creativity and education with responsibility and depth. She may take longer to express herself creatively, but when she does, it carries structure and conviction. Her thoughts are likely weighty, her memory long, and her talents refined through persistence rather than flair. This placement also gives her a cautious attitude toward romance and pleasure. She might prefer emotional depth over light, fleeting interactions. In NLP terms, Saturn here points to an auditory digital communicator, logical, process-driven, and inner-referenced. Angela probably needs things to make sense before she allows herself to act or express. Her chunk size here would lean big, preferring to understand overarching themes before diving into specifics. She is also likely a matching type, comfortable with repetition, order, and stable patterns in how she learns and engages with creative work. In the seventh house, Jupiter sits in Purva Falguni, influencing Angela's relationships and partnerships. This placement gives her a generous and idealistic approach to one-on-one dynamics. Jupiter here suggests she looks for meaning, vision, and moral alignment in romantic and professional relationships. She probably sees partnerships as an opportunity to grow, teach, and evolve, not just emotionally, but intellectually and spiritually too. Purva Falguni brings a touch of grace and warmth, meaning Angela likely seeks affection, mutual admiration, and harmony in her closest bonds. From an NLP lens, Jupiter brings in a towards motivation. She is drawn to the potential in others and likely feels energized when her relationships inspire progress or purpose. Her attention filter in partnerships may lean more toward others. She's likely considerate, accommodating, and generous, but only if the relationship aligns with her internal principles. Her chunk style here is big. She's more interested in the overall feeling and vision of a relationship than obsessing over daily details. She likely prefers connection that feels meaningful, wise, and open-ended in its growth. In the ninth house, both the Sun and K2 are placed in Vishakha, shaping Angela's beliefs, higher learning, moral compass, and long-distance vision. The Sun here brings strength, pride, and individuality to her worldview. Angela likely forms her own principles and holds firmly to them. Vishakha adds intensity, ambition, and a relentless search for deeper meaning. She probably feels a personal connection to knowledge, philosophy, and guidance, but she wants to arrive at conclusions on her own terms. There's a natural leadership here in intellectual or spiritual spaces. Others may turn to her for clarity, not because she seeks authority, but because her convictions shine through. K2's presence in the same house softens and spiritualizes this need for understanding. It detaches her from rigid beliefs and draws her toward universal truths. She may feel disenchanted with dogma and more drawn to direct, intuitive experience. Together, Sun and K2 create a dynamic where Angela seeks inner authority rather than external validation. NLP-wise, this suggests a strong internal frame of reference. She doesn't ask, "What do others think?" but instead reflects, "Does this resonate with what I know to be true?" Her processing here blends auditory, digital, with general chunking, meaning she's more abstract, principle-focused, and comfortable dealing with large concepts than small details. Her motivational style here is away from. She avoids shallow thinking, borrowed beliefs, or anything that feels morally diluted. In the 10th house, Venus and Mercury are placed in Anuradha and Vishakha respectively, influencing Angela's career, public image, and role in society. Venus in Anuradha gives her a diplomatic, refined, and graceful approach to professional life. She likely values aesthetics, harmony, and relationship building in her work, and she may feel most fulfilled in roles that allow for creative expression, emotional intelligence, or cultural refinement. Anuradha adds loyalty and devotion. Angela likely puts her heart into her work and seeks long-term alignment rather than quick wins. Her work preference here is likely proximity. She enjoys working with people she trusts in small teams or partnerships where intimacy and boundaries are balanced. Mercury in Vishakha sharpens her intellectual skills and gives her the ability to speak, write, and strategize with precision. She likely has a persuasive voice in her profession, able to blend logic, intuition, and timing. Vishakha adds an investigative quality. She's not afraid to dig deep, research, and challenge assumptions. NLP-wise, Mercury suggests a little chunking style. She pays attention to detail and likely structures her thoughts carefully. Her communication preference is auditory, and she may process best through discussion, reflection, or writing. She's probably energized by learning environments, networks, and conversations that lead somewhere meaningful. Together, Venus and Mercury give Angela a poised, smart, and principled presence in her career. She likely values both form and content, how something looks and what it means. Her action style here is balanced. Mercury lends adaptability and curiosity, while Venus provides consistency and charm. Conclusion, NLP summary. Angela's personality reflects a rich blend of visionary independence, emotional discernment, and thoughtful idealism. She filters life through both logic and feeling, relying heavily on internal references to guide her choices. Her proactive Mars and auditory digital filters suggest that she prefers purposeful, clear action grounded in her own understanding. Her motivational patterns blend both towards Rahu, Jupiter, and away from Ketu, Moon. She is drawn to inspiring futures, but avoids environments that feel chaotic or emotionally unstable. With a big picture orientation in relationships and beliefs, and a detail-savvy mind in professional spaces, Angela is well-suited to roles that require both insight and clarity, especially where trust, knowledge, and expression are key. Her chart suggests someone who quietly leads by example, blending precision with depth and intellect with inner truth.